Blackstone Audiobooks presents Rothstein, the life, times, and murder of the criminal genius who fixed the 1919 World Series, by David Petrucha. Chapter 1. I've been shot. A.R. bet he was going to die. It was Sunday, November 4th, 1928, and Arnold Rothstein sat in his office, calmly filling out a $50,000 life insurance policy on himself. A.R. liked to pretend he was in the insurance business, or in real estate, or bail bonds, any sort of legitimate business. His 45 West 57th Street offices housed his various holdings: Rothstein Simon Company, Incorporated, the Hooper Realty Corporation, the Rothmere Mortgage Corporation, Incorporated, the Juniper Holding Company, Incorporated, the Lark Holding Company, Incorporated, the Cedar Point Realty Corporation, the Rothstein Brokerage Corporation, the Redstone Building Company, the Rugrow Holding Corporation, and, as one of his functionaries would soon put it, corporations of minor importance in which the decedent was interested as a stockholder. Yes, Arnold Rothstein of Fifth Avenue, mild of manner, conservative, cautious, and understated in speech, habit, and dress, teetotaler and non-smoker, could claim, and invariably did, to be simply the proverbial legitimate businessman. Nobody believed him. For Arnold Rothstein, the big bankroll, the great brain, the man uptown, was not what he took such pains to...